Time is currently 7:41, and I'm calling to meeting the Clinton Township School Board meeting tonight, May 11th. The time is approximately 7:41 p.m. Public notice for this meeting in accordance with the provisions of the New Jersey Open Public Meetings Act, Chapter 231, Laws of 1975. Adequate notice of this meeting was provided through the public notice on March 19th, 2015, faxing to three newspapers designated by the board, Hunterdon County Democrat, Hunterdon Review, and Express Times. Posting on the district website, the main bulletin board, and the administrative office, and in each Clinton Township school. Faxing to the clerk of Clinton Township. Mr. Secretary, please call the roll.
Mrs. Grant? Mrs. McLaughlin?
Yes.
Mrs. Hand?
Here.
Mr. Malloy?
Here.
Mrs. McHugh?
Here.
Mr. McTiernan?
Present.
Mr. Pituto?
Here.
Mr. Sturgis?
Here.
Mrs. Vanderhoff?
Here.
Mrs. Sam, will you lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Are you talking to me or Drew? It's very different either way.
Mr. Pituto, would you be the process guardian this evening?
Sure.
Before we begin, I just want to take a moment to let you know that Mrs. Grant is on her way, and I am acting in her role until she arrives. We're going to move on with the meeting as long as Mrs. Hammond is ready. Does that look good? Okay. I'm going to move to Dr. Clark for the report of the Superintendent of Schools.
Thank you. Good evening, everyone. My usual thank you for being here, and I love seeing your faces. I would like to take a moment in recognition of Special Education Week. The board is going to be making a proclamation for Special Education Week. According to NJSA 18A 36-5, and recommended by the superintendent, to recognize the week of May 10, 2015 as Special Education Week. The superintendent with the Department of Special Services recognizes the contribution of board members, educators, parents, and the students themselves, and commends them for their dedication to ensuring quality education for the exceptional citizens of this state. I would also like to make an enrollment report, 1463, right in the number we've been speaking of all year. There is a suspension report, two-day in-school suspensions at Ram Valley School, one-day out-of-school suspension at Ram Valley School, and one-day in-school suspension at CTMS. The HIV report, harassment, intimidation, bullying, one Spruce Run School determined not to be HIV.
Does anyone have any questions for Dr. Clark?
I just wanted to share, there's a wonderful poster you'll be seeing, the Faces of Success for Special Education Week. And I loved the theme with the faces and success. So I wanted to share that with you. One more thing, I just wanted to share congratulations to our wonderful art teachers. This is a picture of our art teachers and our student artwork. Thank you, Mrs. Goad, for sending it. This is at the Hunterdon Art Museum on Saturday for Youth Art Month and the student art exhibition. And it was just wonderful that our four art teachers were there to support the students. I see one of them there. Any more art teachers in the audience? No? Okay, but please let them know I said thank you. It's always great to be recognized and to recognize our students for such wonderful work. Thank you for being there and supporting our kids.
Thank you, Dr. Clark. Any other questions for Dr. Clark? I need a motion for action items 15 and 15-16.
Motion.
Second. Kevin? Second. Second by Gina? Gina, second. Roll call, please.
Mr. Malloy?
Yes.
Mrs. Hand?
Yes.
Mrs. McHugh?
Yes.
Mrs. McLaughlin?
Yes.
Mr. McTiernan?
Yes.
Mr. Petuto?
Yes.
Mr. Sturgis?
Yes.
Mrs. Vanderhoff?
Yes.
Mrs. Grant?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Mrs. Grant, would you like to take over now?
Surely.
Thank you. I'll pass you the gavel.
Thank you. My apologies for being late this evening. I had a prior engagement that went over, so my apologies to everyone. As far as President's comments for this evening, I would like to ask Mr. McTiernan to briefly talk about negotiations, please.
Certainly. On Tuesday, June the 5th, the representatives of the Clinton Township Education Association and members of the Personnel and Negotiations Committee met. And this was a meeting that actually did go to a little bit past 1:30 in the morning. The end result of that meeting is that we have a tentative memorandum of agreement. It's tentative in the fact that it needs to be taken back to the members of the CTEA for their review and approval, and to the Board of Education hopefully this evening for their review and ideal approval. And then we can hopefully get back together again, iron out a few of the details, because there are a few things that always have to be ironed out in any memorandum of agreement before the final contracts are reached, signed, and implemented. But it looks pretty positive that at this point, after roughly 2.5 years, that we are on the precipice of having an agreement.
Thank you, Ms. McTiernan. I'd like to move on to our first public comment section on agenda items only. I'd like to open the floor to our first public comment section. To guarantee the fair and orderly expression of an individual, our bylaw 167 limits comments to 3 minutes. We'll adhere to this bylaw to allow for everyone to be heard in a fair, consistent, and equitable way. Also, the public comment section is for comments made by the public. It is not an interactive session between the board and the public. This, too, is defined by our bylaw. The board will make note of any questions or comments that a member of the public will make at the microphone. If the Board of Education has an immediate answer to the question or questions, they'll be answered at the conclusion of the public comment section. To the extent any other action is warranted, it will be addressed by the board president or the superintendent of schools. No participant may speak more than once on the same topic until all others who wish to speak on that topic have been heard. If you'd like to address the board, please approach the microphone, state your name and address. We'll be limiting this public comment section to 20 minutes. Anyone like to address the board? Nope, seeing none, I'd like to then move on to our first recognition of the public. This section is for comments made by the public on school-related matters only. Once again, the same as our public comment section on agenda items only, the same guidelines by our bylaw 167 will apply here. If you'd like to address the board in this section, please approach the mic, state your name and address. We'll be limiting to this public comment section to 20 minutes. Anyone like to address the board?
Good evening, everyone. My name is Amy Millay. I live at 9 Old Clinton Road. I just wanted to thank the board again for listening to my comments at the last meeting and also for the email that I sent as a follow-up later that week regarding the reduction of the minutes for the World Language Program. I'm just asking again for some reconsideration in this matter. I don't know if it is too late for next year, but at least in the following year. There are school districts in the area that are not reducing their minutes, and they are keeping their programs and maintaining the equity in their core academic subject areas, Flemington Raritan, Reddington Township, Bethlehem Township. I just ask that we be a leader and a trendsetter and not a trend follower with regard to this issue. And I just want to know, in the email that I received back, it was stated that it would be reevaluated. I'm asking when and how this will be done, and also to offer my services as a community member with information on this topic. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else like to address the board? I'd like to move on to the report of our school business administrator, board secretary, Mr. Juskowitz.
The special Board of Education meeting has been scheduled for the purpose of board goal setting and the superintendent's evaluation on June 1st, 2015 at 7:30 p.m. the auditorium of the Clinton Township Middle School. Current date of the Board of Education's next regular meeting is Monday, June 22nd, 2015 at 7:30 p.m. in the auditorium of the Clinton Township Middle School. And that concludes my report.
Thank you. I'm looking for a motion on action item 15BA-021.
Motion.
Dan. Second, please.
Second.
Any questions for Mr. Juskowitz? Seeing none, may we have a roll call, please?
Mr. McTiernan?
Yes.
Mrs. Hand?
Yes.
Mr. Malloy?
Yes.
Mrs. McHugh?
Yes.
Ms. McLaughlin?
Yes, but I'm going to abstain on action item 15BA-021, the executive session minutes.
Mr. Petuto?
Yes.
Mr. Sturgis?
Yes.
Mrs. Vanderhoff?
Yes.
And Mrs. Grant?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Now to our committee reports. Our first committee report this evening is our Facilities and Finance report. Mr. John Petuto is our chairperson. Mr. Petuto, can you please give your committee's report, sir?
Thank you. The Finance and Facilities Committee did not meet since our last board meeting, but we did trade information over email, and that led to 44 agenda items on tonight's schedule. A number of those items are related to typical district business, including the payment of bills for the period ending May 31st, 2015. We also have the approval of new teacher assistants, substitute teachers, special education teachers, and the approval of some staff members, to work in the district's 2015-16 extended school year program. We also have items related to the approval of various student health assessments, as well as students receiving occupational therapy services. There are items that pertain to the district entering into contractual agreements with various professional services, including legal services, accounting and auditing, and engineering services. Action item 15FF224 approves the agreement with Machio's Food Service for the 2015-16 school year. And while this is a five-year contract, it can be terminated at any time. And on a related topic, action item 15FF225 establishes the 2015-16 student lunch prices, which range from $2.90 through $3.15. So with that, I'd like to put forward a motion to approve action items 15FF183 through 15FF226.
Motion.
Dan. Second, please.
I'll second.
Any questions for Mr. Petuto?
Quick question. I just wanted to make a comment.
Just one quick question on 225. Mr. Petuto, can you comment, are those prices static or have they gone up, and if so, how much?
Actually, I don't know.
Those remain the same from last year. Last year was the first time we increased the prices in 4 years.
Right.
So we can keep pace with our expenses.
Right.
Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Juskowitz.
You're welcome.
Yeah, I just wanted to comment on FF208. One of our vendors is present, and just wanted to state oftentimes you have a vendor that delivers a service. Sometimes you have a vendor that delivers a service well above and beyond what your expectations are. And I think the services that we've received from Mr. Gagliardi are outstanding and just an excellent, right to the point.
Thank you, sir.
Any other comments, questions for Mr. Petuto? Nope, seeing none. Can I have a roll call, please?
Mr. McTiernan.
Yes.
Mr. Malloy.
Yes.
Mrs. Hand.
I need to abstain on FF183, FF213, FF214, and yes to the rest.
Mrs. McHugh.
Yes.
Mrs. McLaughlin.
Yes.
Mr. Petuto.
Yes.
Mr. Sturgis.
Yes.
Ms. Mrs. Vanderhoff?
Yes.
Mrs. Grant?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Thank you. Moving on to our next committee report, personnel negotiations. Mr. Dan McTiernan is chair of that report. Mr. McTiernan, can you give your report? Sure.
Yeah, we have 23 action items. Action items 15-PN-186 through 15-PN-208. An addendum was handed out, and that addendum needs to be addended. It is identified as 15-PN-209. It really is 15-208, and that is the accepting the resignation of an individual, unfortunately, from the school district. This is the meeting where we go through really is the appointments and staffing and hiring of individuals for the following school year, the 15-16 school year. And you'll find that most of the items that are on here are associated with that. We have, for example, 15PN-188 through 15PN-196. We have some substitutes at 15PN-199 through 15PN-204. And we have a couple of hires, two custodians at 15 PN 205 through 207 in here, and a bus aide is in there also. I do want to draw your attention to one item that normally would go through the PNN committee prior to being put on the agenda, and a couple of individuals have asked questions about that, and that is 15PN-197. I want to address that to the board. And that 15PN-197 is the position changes or transfers for the succeeding school year. I do want to draw your attention that did not go through committee. So if there are questions on the board in regards to those issues, we would need to table that and then move to approve that at a later time with any changes or with responses to any questions. As you know, we would not be able to discuss those questions or any questions that you would have as a result or as it attends to an individual in public. So I want to make sure that everyone is aware of that. So with that, I would put forth for approval action items 15-PM-186 through 15PN-208. Oh, excuse me, I did just reminded there is one change that we've got to make. We have another amendment. On 15PN-190, we need to amend in the FTE column a number from 1.0 to 0.6. Bear with me 1 second while I get to that person.
That
is for page 20. It's the last name is McLane, McLane. First name is Kathleen. If you look at the 1.0, which is the FTE column.
That's right. He's right. Go ahead, Pam.
That should be .6, not 1.0.
Excuse me. We also need to, because of the addendum on that same page, we would remove the person whose resignation we're accepting tonight. So we need a friendly amendment.
Okay. We'll amend that also then. Okay. So that would be three from the bottom on page 20. That's Swanson, Tracy, 1.0. We'd be eliminating that row. That's with the acceptance of her resignation.
Okay, I'm looking for a second, please.
Second.
Any questions for Mr. McTiernan? Gina, was that you?
No.
Was it the second, Maria?
Yeah.
Maria McTiernan. Any questions for Mr. McTiernan? Seeing none, can we have a roll call, please?
Mr. McTiernan?
Yes.
Mrs. McHugh?
Yes.
Mrs. Hand?
Yes.
Mr. Malloy?
Yes.
Mrs. McLaughlin?
Yes to all but 197.
Mr. Petuto?
Yes.
Mr. Sturgis?
Yes.
Mrs. Vanderhoff?
Yes.
And Mrs. Grant?
Yes to all. I'm going to abstain on 187, please.
Motion carries.
Okay. Moving on to policy and curriculum. Mrs. McLaughlin is our chair. Mrs. McLaughlin, your committee's report, please.
Surely. The Policy and Curriculum Committee actually met last week on Tuesday, May 5th. We had a fairly short meeting compared to our regular scheduled meetings. We reviewed some policies. We also discussed some potential bylaws that we will be reviewing, but our committee felt we didn't have enough time to review them, so we will be moving those to the June 1st meeting. So you will see those in your board packet for the next meeting. We have three action items tonight. We have two field trips. Both field trips involve move-up day, where the students get to move to their new building, get to check out their new environment, meet some of the kids and the staff, and feel a little bit more comfortable about that transition in September. We have action item PC033, which involves second readings of policies regarding independent education evaluation, suspension, volunteer athletic coaches and co-curricular activity advisors and assistants, news media relations, two regulations, suspension procedures, and the use of physical restraint. And then we also have first readings, which should be on the website, because I checked myself that they're there. The first one is leadership team, and the only change to that policy was the name of it. It was previously called the management team, am I correct, Dr. Clark?
Yes.
And the change will now be the leadership team. There is some minor changes to the language in the distribution of flyers, and the harassment, intimidation, and bullying policy, which at this time have no language changes at all. So with that being said, I'd like to move action items 15 PC032 through 15 PC034.
Second, please.
Second.
Gina. Any questions for Mrs. McLaughlin? Seeing none, can we have a roll call, please?
Mrs. McLaughlin?
Yes.
Mrs. Hand?
Yes.
Mr. Malloy?
Yes.
Mrs. McHugh?
Yes.
Mr. McTiernan?
Yes.
Mr. Petuto?
Yes.
Mr. Sturgis?
Yes.
Mrs. Vanderhoff?
Yes.
Mrs. Grant?
Yes.
Motion carries.
We have two ad hoc committees that are active right now on our Board of Education. We have our district website ad hoc committee led by Mr. Petuto, and we have our feasibility of closing a school. I'd like to ask Mr. Petuto if he could review his committee's last meeting, please.
Sure. Actually, our committee hasn't had the opportunity to meet since our last Board of Ed meeting, so I don't have a current update tonight.
Thank you. I'm the chair of the feasibility for closing a school. We have not met since the last meeting. Our next meeting will be February 18th. February. Okay, more coffee for me. May 18th, and we'll meet at 7 o'clock and continue our work in that day. Moving on to old business, this portion of our meeting is for board members to ask questions about old business of the board on school-related matters only. It's not a time to make personal statements, rather it's a time to review topics that have been previously discussed and bring up old topics relative to the business of the board. I'd like to start off with Mr. McTiernan, who is our liaison to the town council. Do you have anything to report this evening, Mr. McTiernan?
Nothing new from council as it relates to the board. Again, CO is still an outstanding and active item in front of the council.
Thank you. Mrs. McLaughlin's our liaison to Hearn County Board of Education. Do you have anything to report?
Not at this time.
Mr. Sturgis is our liaison to ESA. Anything to report, sir?
No, the ESC board hasn't met since the last board meeting.
Okay, thank you. Moving on to new business of the board. Any board member have new business? Mr. Malloy?
I actually have old business.
Too bad.
Well, it's one of the same, but I don't
know. I'm just kidding.
No, at our last regular meeting, Dr. Clark, you read during your superintendent's comments regarding the statements that you had heard about and subsequently read about by the New Jersey Department of Education, specifically the Commissioner of Education, relative to potential negative impacts for failure to achieve a certain minimum participation rate in PARC, up to and including a withholding of grant monies. My question was, what is the state's position and or jurisdiction relative to federal No Child Left Behind money? Also, what was our plan, if anything, as respects teachers gaining student participation and speaking with students and families should we get near that threshold. And I'm just wondering if we've heard anything back on that yet.
I have not. I'm not thinking we're going to have an issue this year, but I think your question was well taken in terms of state jurisdiction over a federal grant, but I haven't heard anything about it yet.
Thank you. I'm just curious if we can figure out where we go on that. And obviously, we're getting into the end of the year in summer, but I don't want it to sort of fall off. Thanks, Dr.
I've got a couple of questions. One is a follow-up to some comments that were made on foreign language. A commitment was made to relook at that. What has happened on that, and what do we anticipate happening on that look going forward?
The board gave me direction at the last meeting to put a plan together to review it as it took place next year. So I have not put a plan together as of today. I will be putting one together. I'll meet with the leadership team. We will discuss a plan to review the results. I'm also going to be meeting with the high school and talking with them about their concerns and about their programs to see if there is anything further we can coordinate with them to support students in moving forward at North as well.
Second question would be is that the board has approved full-day kindergarten. In the presentation on full-day kindergarten, I believe also in the approval for full-day kindergarten, we're led to believe that there will be an expansion of what the curriculum is. I've not seen anything on that curriculum. When can we expect to see that and recognize or see what value add full-day kindergarten will actually have to the kids?
We discussed that. If there was something in the minutes of the curriculum meeting last time that the curriculum has asked for that presentation at our next curriculum meeting. I'm sorry, I don't remember the date. Do you remember the date?
Then June 4th, but we actually had talked about having the presentation 4th. June 1st because we wanted it prior to school letting out, and our next public board meeting after the 1st is the 22nd, and there will be probably minimal attendance at that meeting. So
okay,
that's what we had
so
talked about in
committee. You want a public presentation on June 1st?
We had talked about that.
Okay. I didn't hear that. Okay.
Yeah, one concern is we seem to be running out of time, and the next school year, 15-16, is upon us very quickly in September.
Right. The teachers have been meeting and the principal, and they've been putting it all together. So I guess we'll have to put a presentation together in the next week.
Any other old business?
I just have one. I wanted to thank Mrs. Goad for inviting us to the first grade concert. I went because my daughter's in first grade, and I thought it was absolutely amazing. I loved it. So I just wanted to say thank you to the staff at Spruce Run, the art teacher, the music teacher, and the health teacher. It was such a great presentation and such a great song, and my daughter's been singing on top of the spaghetti for weeks, and she absolutely loved it, and I thought it was wonderful. So I wanted to say thank you so much. It was wonderful.
Any other old business? Moving on to new business, if board members like to bring up any new business, please. No? Seeing none, I'd like to open the floor to our second recognition of the public. This section is for members of the public to express themselves on school matters of community interest. We'll follow the same outline as detailed in the first public comment section on agenda items only. If you'd like to address the board, please approach the microphone, state your name, address. We'll be limiting this public comment section to 15 minutes. Anyone like to address the board? Seeing none, Mr. Jeskiewicz, can you please read our statement for executive session, sir?
Whereas, while the Senator Byron M. Bayer Open Public Meetings Act, NJSA 10:4-6, et sec, requires all meetings of the Clinton Township Board of Education to be held in public, NJSA 4:4-12b sets forth 9 types of matters that may lawfully be discussed in executive session, i.e., without the public being permitted to attend. And whereas the Clinton Township Board of Education has determined that the following issues are permitted by NJSA 4:4-12B to be discussed without the public in attendance and shall be discussed during an executive session. Whereas any matter involving the employment, appointment, termination of employment, terms and conditions of employment, evaluation of the performance, promotion or disciplining of any specific prospective public officer or employee or current public officer or employee employed or appointed by the public body, unless all individual employees or appointees whose rights could be adversely affected request in writing that such matter or matters be discussed at a public meeting, subject to the balancing of the public's interest and the employee's privacy rights under South Jersey Publishing Company versus New Jersey Expressway Authority, 124 NJ 478, the employees and nature of the discussion described as specifically as possible without undermining the need for confidentiality are the superintendent's evaluation, non-affiliated staff and personnel, and whereas any collective bargaining agreement or the terms and conditions of which are proposed for inclusion in any collective bargaining agreement, including the negotiation of the terms and conditions with employees or representatives of employees of the public body. The collective bargaining contract discussed is between the Clinton Township Board of Education and the Clinton Township Education Association and the Clinton Township Board of Education. And whereas length of the executive session is estimated to be 30 minutes, after which the meeting shall reconvene and proceed with business. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Clinton Township Board of Education will go into executive session for only the above stated reasons. Be it further resolved that the board hereby declares that its discussion of the aforementioned subject will be made public at such time as the reason for confidentiality no longer exists.
Thank you, Mr. Deskowitz. Looking for motion, please, to go into executive session.
Motion.
Kevin Malloy.
Second.
Second, Dan. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Executive session.